CBP officer killed, four more injured in shootout off coast of Puerto Rico. By Randy Clark on November 17, 2022. Five U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers were shot, one fatally, after boarding a suspicious vessel off the coast of Puerto Rico Thursday. Four officers were airlifted to a medical facility in Puerto Rico after sustaining wounds during the melee. In an exclusive report from the Washington Examiner, a CBP official initially said three officers were involved in an exchange of gunfire with individuals on board a suspected smuggling vessel upon approach 14 miles off the coast of Cabo Rojo, Puerto Rico. CBP did not indicate exactly how many officers were injured. In a tweet, Examiner reporter Anna Giaritelli said CBP sources informed her that a total of five officers were injured in the shootout, including one fatally. The officers are CBP Air and Marine Interdiction agents who provide patrol services in support of CBP and the Border Patrol at land and coastal border areas. Scoop: CBP sources say five U.S. border agents shot, including one fatally, by narcos off the coast of Puerto Rico. The agents are not Border Patrol, but from Customs and Border Protection's Air and Marine Operations Arm. The agents were taken back to land and life flighted. At themopic.twitter.com/5wqdxxmxgw. Anna Giaritelli, at @Anna_Giaritelli, November 17, 2022. According to CBP, the Caribbean Air and Marine Branch, AMO, consists of five Marine and one Air units and is the only federal law enforcement organization in the Caribbean Basin with integrated interdiction capabilities. The AMO uses radar facilities and assets to detect and intercept air and marine smuggling attempts in Puerto Rico and surrounding areas. The Caribbean Air and Marine Branch's area of responsibility extends south to international waters of Venezuela, west to the Dominican Republic, and southeast to the Lesser Antilles. The identities of the officers have not been released by CBP. The agency has not released details regarding any arrests made as a result of the incident. The matter remains under investigation. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Prior to his retirement, he served as the Division Chief for Law Enforcement Operations, directing operations for nine Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on Twitter @RandyClarkG.